Leland Vittert from News Nation joins us again on WGN. Leland, hi, welcome back.
Jonathan, John, nice to be with you.
You sound great. Where are you right now?
Well, it's amazing. Through the radio gods, we're able to speak to you live from Geneva, looking out on the same Lake Geneva that Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden looked upon a couple of hours ago. Based on Vladimir Putin's press conference and how short the meeting went, I'm not sure the beauty of this place inspired much, but we're here anyway.
Yeah, it is lovely, isn't it?
That it is. It was here, you think about it, in the 1980s that Reagan and Gorbachev met, which brought about the end of the Cold War. It was here that Eisenhower and Khrushchev met back in the 50s. And that's exactly what Vladimir Putin wanted, was the image of an American president meeting with a great Soviet leader, which is what Vladimir Putin wants to bring back, which is the greatness of the Soviet Empire is Mother Russia.
Yeah. I've been monitoring it on TV with the volume down, just watching occasionally the scroll. Putin's almost hour-long press conference, Q&A, with the international media there has just ended. Were you able to monitor that as well?
We were, and it was almost like living in an alternative universe. And it's the old KGB playbook of admit nothing, deny everything, and make counter-accusations. If you'd listen to Vladimir Putin, he was the aggrieved victim here, just trying to have the American president treat him and understand how terribly Russia has been treated and understand how terrible America is. He had a long list of complaints about how America is run, and anytime someone would ask him a question, for example, about cyber attacks, he'd say, well, cyber attacks don't come from Russia, they come from America. And if you ask him about human rights and the fact that he's jailed or tortured or both most of his opposition, he says, oh, well, what about Guantanamo? How can you talk to us about human rights? It was an alternative reality.
I imagined it was going to be frustrating. I was asking someone else earlier today, how can you trust someone that you know is a liar and a criminal, but you almost have to at least try because the two nations and the whole planet are better off if we find a way to coexist, right?
That is an excellent point. Vladimir Putin has been very successful at two things in the past 20 plus years. One is staying in power, and two is telling American presidents what they want to hear and then going and doing whatever he felt like doing. And he did it to George W. Bush. He did it to Barack Obama. He did it to Donald Trump. And the question now is, does Biden learn from that? And there's such a desire, as you pointed out, by Americans who want to get along with the world, who want peace and prosperity around the world, to try and trust, to try to keep trying, right? And the question is, at what point do you decide that trying doesn't really work? And sometimes you just got to teach the schoolyard bully a lesson. And now we wait to see whether Joe Biden comes out and says some of the same things about we talked about stuff and we're going to keep working together and on and on and on, or if he comes out swinging and say, it was supposed to be a 5-hour meeting, it was a 2.5-hour meeting, I can't work with these people. The order of the press conferences is important, though, because in a way, Putin has Biden boxed in. Because if Biden all of a sudden comes out and says, you know, Mr. Putin is a liar and I can't deal with him, Putin steps back and says, look, I tried. We agreed on everything. We're ready to exchange cybersecurity white papers, and we're allowed to have it. You know, I wanted to have a communique. Mr. Biden did not. And if Biden comes out and says, well, you know, we agreed on many things and we're going to have a great relationship, then Putin, by his own statements, gets to continue all of his bad behavior.
The meeting was supposed to go 5 and it only went 2.5. Is that a fact?
That's correct. It was scheduled for 5 hours. There was an hour meeting, a break, and then a 90-minute meeting.
Boy, after all of the opportunity, how often do the two get together? And that they could only be in the same room as long as a feature-length movie is a little discouraging, isn't it?
Well, it's discouraging. In a way, it might be encouraging, because sometimes you have to have that moment where the guy, meaning Putin, who's pushed around three American presidents, realizes he's dealing with somebody who's not going to be pushed around anymore. And if that is what happened, these are all ifs, then maybe that's really encouraging.
Right. In other words, maybe Biden did play hardball, and that's why the meeting didn't go as long, and that's fine. That's okay.
It's possible. We've been talking about this all week, which is, think about these two men, because in the end, it's two men in a room. They're foreign ministers there and everything else. But this is about two men. Joe Biden is an old school diplomat. He was the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. You don't get any more old school diplomacy, international norms than that. Okay. On the other side, you got Vladimir Putin, who was trained by the KGB at Moscow Center to get people to turn traitor against their country. They play by very different rule books.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Do you think then that Biden's message was, be prepared for a counteroffensive on cyber attacking? I mean, if you're going to disrupt our oil flow or our elections, wait till you see what we can do to you. Did he deliver a message like that? And do we have that capability? Is that where this is going to go? What are you hearing?
Wouldn't we love to know what was actually said? Wouldn't we love to know if Putin really believes him? You heard President Biden at the NATO conference and at the G7 conference kind of allude to that. You know, there will be a response, is what he kept saying. If this doesn't stop, there will be a response. My sources within the national security apparatus and the intelligence community on the cyber side say if we wanted to, we could turn off the lights at Putin's palace. The problem with that is you got to be, once the reciprocity multiplier goes up, then all of a sudden, Russians respond in a different way. Now, that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Then we don't respond to anything. So that is why American elections are so important, that we're choosing the commander-in-chief to make that decision. And the one thing that we've learned with Vladimir Putin is tough words. Remember Obama's red lines? He crossed them and nothing happened. Red lines have to mean something.
Yeah. Well, again, are we speaking about election integrity or cyber hacking? Or what other issues do you think were on the table in which that attitude would apply?
Everything from the Ukraine to threats against NATO, election integrity, you brought up interference in U.S. elections, something they talked about. All of these issues are related to how Vladimir Putin acts towards the United States and where he goes about various things. There was a question that was asked of Vladimir Putin that was pretty interesting about how Russian politics are unpredictable. And in a way, that's true. But the premise of the question is a little flawed, because Vladimir Putin is very predictable. He will always do what is in the best interest of Vladimir Putin and reconstituting the Russian Empire. So you talk about Ukraine, which, you know, President Biden would have brought up and Putin would have talked about. Well, without Ukraine, Russian is a country. With Ukraine, Russian is an empire. What does Vladimir Putin want? The return of the Russian Empire. What does America want? Willingness, having the Russians withdraw from Ukraine. One of those things is possible, but not both.
Do you think it was interesting or instructive that the press conference was not joint?
I think it's more instructive about President Biden, because Putin is a cage fighter, Biden is a boxer. Just think about that metaphor. If you're managing the boxer, if you're the White House press shop and communication staff, you really don't want your boxer in a room with a cage fighter with the world watching. That just doesn't, the chance of that ending well is low. It is high risk, low reward.
Yeah. Well, I'm also thinking of the last time that Putin stood there with Donald Trump
and embarrassed America.
I don't think we benefited from that at all. The president's unwillingness to stand up to Putin, I think, is going to be one of the hallmarks, at least internationally, for President Trump.
There's no question about that. And that was that's been a theme here. So if you think about it from Biden's standpoint, For a domestic win, Putin gets the domestic win in Russia by showing up and being on the same stage as the American president, as the other great Soviet leaders. Biden gets the domestic win by coming here, and he can walk out to the press conference in a few minutes and say, gee, I said all the things to Vladimir Putin that Donald Trump wouldn't say. America's back. I stood up to Putin. And Biden wins. So both of them had an incentive in coming here, and they didn't have to do a lot to win to their own domestic political audience.
Hmm. Leland Vittert is the anchor and one of the new faces and voices over at News Nation, reporting from the Geneva summit and the G7 earlier. It's nice to talk to you again today, Leland. So are you traveling back now?
Pleasure's all mine. No, we're going to be here tonight on the Donlin Report, among the other News Nation shows, breaking this down and dissecting President Biden's press conference. It'll happen here in a few minutes. Then we're going to stick around tomorrow. And you never know. Sometimes in these places, interesting people hang around the next day. So we've learned to stick around, do some reporting tomorrow. We'll fly back on Friday with a great team here. And, you know, there's nothing like being where it's happening. And being able to see that and feel that, which is an important important aspect. It's great. It's great that News Nation's investing in that kind of coverage. It proves what kind of news network we are.
Leland Vittert, anchor over at News Nation. Okay, we'll be watching. Thanks for your time, Leland.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you.